If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Be down with damnation.
You know the groove.
Pulled up with knowledge. No Bentley coupe, just a gang of folks with minds wide open. Understanding that stack to listen. Only attention. The price you stream. Open for negotiation. Maybe, just maybe, it's one of your dreams.
What do you think? Is our production tight? Is the groove right? Does it make you wanna dance?
Make you wanna take a chance? Make you wanna take a chance?
That's why I make music. That's damnation. Damnation in France. That's Willa May. Warm cookies. If you're doing it professionally.
W-D-N.
Willa May. Think Tim. Damnation. We are talking to you.
Peace. And be wild.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Why Make Music. This is episode 052. And today we're talking about something people love to debate. Why does technology get a bad rap? I'm your host, Willa May, also known as DJ Warm Cookies, and I'm feeling grateful. Grateful for the tools, the journey, and for you tuning in wherever you are. Quick shout out before we roll. If I was your producer, Fall, Breeze out, now go. Spin it, save it, share it. The train is very much moving. We're already deep into volume 18 and still rolling forward. Massive love to Code 3 Records for their steady guidance and support behind the scenes. You'll keep us organized, metadata right, and the music flowing to the right ears. So why does technology get a bad rap? Every era has its uh-oh moment. Drum machines replacing drummers. Samplers replacing musicians. Doors replacing studios. Now it's AI replacing creativity. If you listen closely, the chorus is the same. Fear of losing the human part. Here's my take after living the analog to digital shift. Tech doesn't erase the human tech, extends the human. It solves the old bottlenecks and introduces new creative choices. And if you create from a true place, the soul gets through no matter the tool. Picture a house where music is normal as air. Live instruments everywhere, electric guitars and bass, a Hohner organ, full drum kit, percussion, amps, mics, speakers, and always something playing. Radio, reel-to-reel, vinyl, 8-tracks, cassettes, and later CDs. That's the stew I grew up in learning by osmosis. How songs are built, how parts interlock, how dynamics breathe. But one person only has two hands. If you hear a whole band in your head, tech becomes a bridge. In the late 80s, hip-hop, drum machines, synths, and turntables were blooming. I loved real drums, but I longed for that electronic palette too. Enter my first borrowed pieces. A Synsonix pad, and a tiny Casio that couldn't even play chords. I learned Ode to Joy on that thing, like it was a grand piano. Limitations? Absolutely. But that's where I learned a foundational truth. Every tool is both a solution and a teacher. It shows you what's possible and what to reach for next. Recording at home back then meant cassette to cassette ping. Every bounce added hiss, smeared highs, and stole your vibe, little by little. Still, those tapes were mine, and they mattered. Level Up, a Tascam Porter Studio 424 for Blessed Tracks on cassette. Add a Roland U24 multi-timbral sounds, a Yamaha RY34 drums, and a wannabe peep. Suddenly, I could sketch full ideas alone. Unstoppable. Emotionally yet. Sonically not yet. Broadcast ready was still a bridge too far. Studios were expensive. As a teenager, out of reach. But hustle creates openings. I got left in a studio for day sync or swim learning, signal flow, outboard, the board, the vibe. I learned two truths fast. One, the songs were there. Two, I needed the skill and gear to finish them my way. And then, a cool twist after, I shared my Porter Studio process. An admin at an art institute invited me to demo for production students. Month-long, show-and-tell style, that told me, the path is legit, keep going. Around that same time, I met Cubase and Cakewalk Early Doors. At first they lived in studios, not bedrooms. But seeing MIDI and audio living on a screen felt like a doorway. The future, undeniable. Traditionalists grumbled, that's not real. But every generation says that about the next tool. Then they use it. Then it becomes normal. When the computer finally came home, interface monitors, a better mic, everything changed. I could write, track, edit, mix, without begging for studio time. The bottleneck moved from access to taste, and that's the best bottleneck to have. Because taste grows with work. Myth 1. Tech kills feel. If you quantize everything, it can. But good producers leave fingerprints, velocity, pocket, human swing. Imperfection is an option in 2025. You can dial in the human. Myth 2. Tools replace talent. Tools replace excuses. Talent still has to choose notes, tell stories, shape energy. Tools widen the sandbox. Myth 3. It's cheating. Every era's tool was called cheating capos, metronomes, tape edits, synths, samplers, autotune. The question isn't, did you use a tool? It's, did the song move me? Myth 4. If anyone can do it, it's less special. Access does not equal artistry. The door is opened, but you still have to walk through it with vision, taste, and work ethic. Democratization means more noise and more gems. Our job is to make gems. Myth 5. AI will replace artists. AI is a calculator for patterns. Artists are engines of meaning. I use modern tools to accelerate iteration, not to outsource intention. The human remains the point. Yes, tech can trigger the one more thing spiral. Door gives interface, gives monitors, gives treatment, gives mics, gives plugins, gives faster computer. I've been there. Here's how I keep it healthy. Song first. If new gear won't solve a song problem, is probably a toy. One constraint per project. A single drum kit, one synth, one saturation flavor. Finish more, tweak less. Momentum of a... Limitations used to be forced. Now they are chosen. Choose well. Let me bring it home. Without this tech arc, there's no way I'm independently producing radio and broadcast-ready music at the scale I do today. The If I Was Your Producer series exists because the studio now travels with minor laptop, in a workflow, in a discipline. Ball. 3 is a marker of that progress arrangement choices I used to dream of. I can now deliver. And yes, we are actively building Vault 18 as we speak. The pipeline is real, the music is rolling, and the creativity feels renewed, not depleted. Also Code 3 Records, salute. From metadata hygiene to playlist placement and Synchrony organization, you keep the back end tight, so the front end can fly. That's what partnership looks like. Quick hits you can use this week. 1. Pick a door and marry it for 90 days. Depth, beats hopping. 2. Template your session. Tracks pre-routed. Drums, bass, keys, lead box, PGVs, FX, returns. Start faster. 3. Reference like a pro. 2 commercial tracks per song, 1 for tone, 1 for arrangement energy. 4. Humanize on purpose. Play it in. Nudge off the grid. Automate dynamics. 5. Commit. Print a few sounds. Decision is a creative multiplier. 6. Ship. Done greater than perfect. Catalog compounds. Ask me how I know. So why does technology get a bad rap? Because change is loud and comfort is quiet. But the truth is simple. Tech is a pencil. It doesn't write the poem you do. It just lets more of us write. Faster, clearer, louder, and sometimes braver. I won't romanticize the old limitations I lived them. I'm grateful for today's freedom. If your heart is in it, the listener hears it. Tape, transistor, or transistorized tape, emulation, doesn't matter. Now, let's pivot a little. Because making the music is only half the story. The other half, treating your music like the business it really is. And here's where a lot of independent creators, myself included, have had to learn as we go. The truth is most independent artists, producers, even folks scoring sync or composing production music, still operate as sole proprietors. That means your music income just flows straight into your personal taxes. Usually on a Schedule C, no LLC, no S-Corp, no corporation. Just you, your name, and the IRS. That's the default, and it's simple. But it also means there's no separation between you, the person, and you, the business. Liability, taxes, contracts, it all lands on your shoulders the same way. And for a lot of folks, that's fine. They just want to make music, report the income, keep it moving. But the picture's shifting. Surveys show maybe 70% of grassroots musicians are fully unsigned, releasing music on their own with no label attached. Out of that, about a quarter have set up their own label, which, in practice, often means they've formed some kind of entity, like an LLC, to publish and distribute under a proper business name. That's not the majority, but it's a real and growing slice of the indie world. Bed swells softly, then pulls back. Industry-wide, the numbers are clear. Most freelancers, over 80%, stick with sole proprietorship. Musicians mirror that. Some experts even joke that less than 1% of artists take the leap into LLC territory. That might be an exaggeration, but the spirit is right, for while incorporation is still the exception, not the rule. So why bother? Well, let me put it this way. When you're chasing sync licensing deals, publishing splits, or production contracts, An LLC can be more than a formality. It's protection. It's credibility. Studios, agencies, libraries that are used to cutting checks to businesses, not individuals. Having an LLC signals you're serious. It also helps when you start hiring bandmates, session players, or freelancers. You're not just a person making music. You're a small company managing projects. Here's another layer, tax strategy. Sole proprietors can deduct expenses, yes. But LLCs and S-Corps sometimes open the door to better tax treatment, especially once income grows. It's not glamorous, but it's real. And as the creator economy has exploded since 2020, with millions of people now earning from music, content, streaming, Patreon, seeing more artists, hiring assistants, building teams, and formalizing into business entities. It's slow, but it's happening. Short pause, softer tone. Still, let's keep it real. In 2025, the majority of US indie creators are still rolling without a registered company. They do it as a personal hustle. They wait until it becomes absolutely necessary, like landing a big contract, facing liability concerns, or hitting an income level where the tax benefits make incorporation worth it. In niches like sync and production music, adoption is a bit higher. Many veteran composers set up loan-out companies because it makes the paperwork and payouts cleaner. But most of them started as just John Doe, sole proprietor, until the work demanded more structure. So where does that leave us? Somewhere in the middle of a transformation. The indie artist as entrepreneur is becoming more common. But the landscape is still mostly informal passion projects, reported as personal income, with only a minority stepping into LLC status. And here's the key takeaway. You don't have to form an LLC to be an artist. But the day might come when treating yourself like a business unlocks doors you didn't even know were there. Grants, loans, contracts, sync deals, partnerships, they often ask for the business side. And if you've got that foundation ready, you can step through the door with confidence. All right, business hats stay on, but we're sliding back into the studio. Let's talk Sumil AI V5 and how we, at WDMN Media, use it as a tool, not as a shortcut to make songs for us. Big picture first, our catalogue is huge. We write the lyrics, compose the music, produce the arrangement, and then treat Sumil like another DAW module, vocal instrument. Think of it as a flexible vocal workstation, great for rendering a performance in a target style. Testing harmonies, dialing in background parts, or revoicing a line you already sang live. Here's the core WDMN workflow. Song first, text second. We start with our own composition and lyrics. Prompt craft equals vocal direction. We build vocal prompts and bracketed performance cues for tone, diction, timing, attitude, vibrato, down to breath length, and ad-lib density. Livin gives render out. If needed, we sing parts live into Suno, then derive the final performance in the vocal styling we're targeting. That lets us keep human phrasing while exploring timbre and genre character. Upload and remix. But higher. We'll upload our stems, refs, and use Suno to revoice or polish what we already created never. To generate a song out of thin air. It's a refinement layer, not a replacement for writing. Genre agility, for if I was your producer. Because the series spans funk, pop, R&B, folk, alt, etc. Suno V5 is perfect to audition genre-accurate leads and stacks fast. Then we commit to the final takes and mix like any other session. What the rules say in plain English. A plan equals you own it. If we make songs on Pro, Premiere, we own those songs and have a commercial license to monetize streams, sales, sync, YouTube, TikTok, the lot. That ownership sticks. Even after we cancel anything created while subscribed remains ours. Free plan does not equal commercial. Tracks made on the free tier belong to Suno, for non-commercial personal use. Upgrading later doesn't retrofix those old free tracks. We avoid this by keeping all production on the paid plan. Human authorship matters. Purely AI-made works can be messy for copyright. But our lyrics and composition are human-created, so those are copyright. In many places, you can treat Suno like an instrument you controlled. Either way, the master and usage rights for paid plan outputs are ours to exploit. No royalties, no mandatory credit. On paid plans, no attribution required, and no rev share owed to Suno. We pay the subscription, that's it. Stay clean. Don't feed in someone else's lyrics, melodies, without rights. Don't misrepresent the AI voice as a specific human singer who didn't perform. And don't use outputs to train another model or build a competing service. How we produce vocals in Suno, the WDMN recipe. Write like a producer. We script lead lines and backgrounds with our house formatting. Plain text equals normal lyrics. Brackets equals vocal cues and instructions. Style, emotion, timing, parentheses equals background vocals. Ad-libs prompt the performance. Example cue. Confident, intimate chest voice. 92 BPM light head voice on pre-chorus. Microscope into sustained notes. Tight consonants. 15% breathiness. Smile on vowels. Double the hook. BGVs in thirds and fifths. Hand LR40. Guide timing and feel. We reference the grid and swing in the prompt, for example. Groove on the back half of the beat. Lay behind snare by approximately 15 milliseconds. If it still feels too straight, we re-render with humanized timing or print and nudge in the stack like a session. We render lead, doubles, harmonies, pads, ad-libs as separate passes, label them, and treat them like recorded takes. Commit to comps. Print FX returns when ready. Live, capture when needed. If phrasing needs human grit, we sing it in, then derive the final timbre with the same contours. That's how we keep soul and intention at the center. Print, protect, and paperwork. Masters and splits, 100% WDMN, unless collaborators are involved. Lyrics, composition, register with BMI writer and publisher. ISRC, ISW, CUPC. Log and match across distributors. Notes. Mark AI-assisted vocal rendering under paid license. In our internal sheet, not required public legist, our audit trail. Monetization and platforms, what we actually do. We distribute paid plan songs everywhere. Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Bandcamp. No extra license needed. For sync, we deliver clean masters plus instrumental, plus TV mix, plus stems. And note AI-assisted vocal rendering. All rights controlled by WDMN Media. Supervisors care that we own clear 100%, which we do. Some distributors or libraries may be picky about purely AI tracks. Our stance is simple. Human lyrics, plus human composition, plus paid plan assignment, equals strong clearance posture. If asked, we provide our license language and authorship documentation. Guardrails how we stay out of trouble. No third-party lyrics, melodies, unless we have written permission or a license. No voice likeness claims. We don't market the render as Singer X. It's our performance aesthetic. Full stop. No model misuse. We don't share raw output to train anything. We release songs, not datasets. Privacy check. We manage visibility settings so VIPs don't leak from community feeds. Why Suno V5 fits if I was your producer? That series lives on Range 1. Week it's funk, grit. Next week it's folk pop. Whisper, then Altar and Beastax. Suno V5 gives us fast, high-fidelity style conformance without abandoning our process. We still do the musical heavy lifting. Write, arrange, produce, mix, master. Suno is the vocal engine that helps us iterate faster and print cleaner, especially for harmonies and genre-specific tone. In other words, we're not asking AI to make the song. We're asking it to perform the song we already made, to spec, to schedule, and to standard. Bottom line, and a paid plan, the songs we cut with Suno are ours to release and monetize. We keep the human authorship front and center, and we use the tool like any other instrument in the rack. That's how WDMN Media stays prolific and professional song by song, volume by volume. Alright, this is the part where Lisa, Tim, the kids, and I joke. Tell me like I'm too. So I will. No jargon, no mystery. Just how the money actually moves so you can keep more of what you earn. 1. Where does a tax deduction go? A deduction is not a gift card from the IRS. It's a shield that shrinks the part of your income that can be taxed. You make $50,000 in your LLC. You have $10,000 of legit business expenses, gear, plugins, distribution, artwork, studio, etc. The IRS doesn't tax $50,000, they tax $40,000. Result, smaller tax bill. The saved cash simply stays with you. Think of it like this. You were going to pour water out of your cup. A deduction makes the cup smaller before you. Also, less water leaves. So where does that kept money sit? Wherever your revenue lies, your business bank account. Instead of sending that chunk to the IRS, it remains in the LLC until you move it. 3. How does it become usable for you personally? Depends on how your LLC is taxed. Single member LLC default. Taxed like sole prop. Profit, after expenses, is your income. You can take an owner's draw anytime, just transfer from the LLC account to your personal account. You'll pay income tax plus self-employment tax on the net profit. Multi-member LLC, default partnership. Profit is split per your operating agreement. Each member gets a K-1 that reports their share, taxed on their personal return. LLC taxed as an S-corp. You wear two hats, employee and owner. You must pay yourself a reasonable salary via payroll with payroll taxes. Extra profit can come out as distributions, generally not subject to self-employment tax. This structure can save taxes when profits are steady and healthy. Takeaway: deduction gives less taxable income, gives smaller tax bill. The cash stays in the business, unless, until you pay yourself. Paying yourself equals owner's draw sole, partnership, or salary plus distributions. It's not free money from the IRS. It's more of your money, not leaving. A quick side-by-side example spoken. Simple math. Scenario. $100,000 revenue, $30,000 deductions, gives $70,000 profit. Sole prop default. You're taxed on $70,000, and you also pay self-employment tax on that $70,000. Money sits in the business. You pull draws when needed. S-corp election. You still have $70,000 profit. You pay yourself, say, $40,000 salary, normal payroll taxes apply. Remaining $30,000 as distribution, no self-employment tax. Savings, roughly 15.3% of that $30,000 avoids, say, tax approximately equals $4,500. Caveat. Payroll, filings, CPA, more admin. Rule of thumb. If profits are modest or bumpy, the default sole prop is often perfect simple wins. If profits are steady around $50 to $75,000, consider S-Corp for potential tax savings with proper payroll and reasonable salary. 5 startup costs and the 15-year thing, the sharp teeth topic. If you spent money before the business officially started branding, initial gear, website setup, legal, etc., that's startup. In year one, the IRS lets you deduct up to $5,000 of startup. Anything above $5,000 gets amortized over 15 years, spread out. Example, you spent $50,000 starting up. Year one, deduct $5,000 right away. The remaining $45,000 spreads over 15 years, gives $3,000 year deduction. Now the spicy question. What if we close the LLC in year two? You don't lose the rest. In the final year, the unamortized chunk becomes deductible immediately. Year one, $5,000, immediate $3,000. Year one, amortization equals $8,000 deducted. Year two, closure. You deduct the remaining $42,000 in one lump that year. Two notes, said slowly. That's still a deduction, not a check in the mail. It reduces your taxable income, which lowers the tax due, or increases your refund if you already paid in. If the deduction is bigger than your income, you might end up with a net operating loss null that can potentially carry forward rules depend on your situation. If you later open a new LLC, you can't roll those old startup costs to the new one, they belonged to the dissolved entity. Beat breath. Keep tone kind. Six real worlds tell me like I'm to recap. Deductions are umbrellas. They don't give you money. They stop money from leaving. The saved cash stays in your business bank account until you move it. How you move it depends on structure. Sole prop partnership gives owner's draw. S Corp gives salary plus distributions. Startup costs first $5,000 now. The rest over 15 years and less, you close early. Then you write off the remainder in that final year. Admin versus savings. S Corp can save self-employment tax at higher profit levels, but requires payroll and paperwork. 7WDMNMEDIAS. Practical checklist, what we actually do. Separate accounts. One clean business bank. Credit for every expense and deposit. Track everything. Subscriptions, plugins, sample packs, distro artwork, ads, travel, home office, percent log, it. Close the books monthly. Quick P&L and cash review. No surprises at tax time. Right size the structure. If profits stabilize and support payroll, we talk S Corp with a pro. If not, we keep it simple. Document startup. Tag pre-launch spending so your CPA can allocate the $5,000 now over 15 years later correctly. Plan your pay. Choose a pattern weekly draw, twice monthly salary. So cash flow stays calm. You make the art. Let the rules serve the art. Deductions don't make money, they keep money. The structure doesn't make songs, it protects songs, stabilizes cash, and reduces friction so you can keep creating. Welcome back to Why Make Music, your ultra-compact WDMN media report for the week of September 20th through September 26th, 2025. Put on your reporter hat with me. We're hitting a bunch of hot stuff across film, TV, music, sports, and big IP moves. Let's go. Film and TV. Franchises on move. The Batman 2. The hype is real. Since Batman Day, September 20th, DC fans have been peppering social media with questions. What's next for the Caped Crusaders saga? No full trailer drop yet, but the vibe is that the sequel will double down on musical identity, mood, and world building. That orchestral teaser, shared by Matt Reeves, keeps the music front strategy in play. Also, Buzz suggests they'll tie more thematic motifs into characters, villains, duality, etc. As music creators, that's a signal. Expect deeper score calls. Thematic layering, maybe hybrid orchestral, plus electronic textures. Superman streaming now. In a smart move, DC just dropped Superman, one of the newer film versions, onto streaming platforms. gives the franchise fresh shelf life, and for us creatives, that means renewed interest in superhero scoring, trailer cuts, cover music placements, and playlists tied to iconic themes. Peacemaker is airing no spoilers. The current season is rolling, continuing the tone that blends action, character introspection, and weird humor. As usual, fans and critics are watching how the soundtrack supports both the comedic and gravitas beats. No major leaks this week, but music placements in shows like this tend to have follow-up sync activity. Star Wars and The Mandalorian Grogu. Star Wars dropped a new trailer for The Mandalorian Grogu, teasing the May 2026 release. The visuals, tone, and sound design were front and center. You could already sense how music will drive the emotional arcs. Trailer music cues are already being tracked by fans. What pieces did they borrow? Which is prime ground for composers and remix artists to pay attention, knowing what keys, instrumentation, and transitions are resonating. Music headlines and artist moves. Taylor Swift variant vinyls and album rollout. Taylor is doing something clever again. Variant cover waxes leading up to her new album. Each version has unique artwork, giving collectors reason to buy multiple pressings. It's a classic physical strategy, but recontextualized for the streaming era. Smart move builds buzz, leverages fandom, and forces fans into tactile experiences in a digital-first world. Sabrina Carpenter and Not Country Enough comment. Sabrina made waves quietly, but waves by saying she sometimes gets told she's not country enough. When it comes to acceptance in certain genre circles or platforms like the Grand Ole Opry, it's a commentary on industry gatekeeping and genre expectations. What this means musically for her, either leaning into a hybrid sound or owning her place outside those constraints. Prince, Estate, and Around the World in a Day collection. For you Prince fans, rumors are swirling about a collector's release of Around the World in a Day. But from what's surfaced, this won't have never heard tracks rather, remastered, and extended versions of existing songs. Also a mention going around of A Purple Rain. The musical dating list, yes, it's a thing fans are flagging that as cringe in the fan community. The line, if you're going to celebrate a legacy, do it with reverence. So, caution plus excitement. The estate is staying active, but the biggest impact will come with clean archival releases, not filler. TV comebacks and crime drama revival. Law and Order, SVU, and Criminal Intent return. Yes, they're back on the radar. Fans are lining up to binge those backlogs, SVU and Criminal Intent. That's interesting for two reasons. One, music assignment opportunities, especially theme tweaks, underscore beds, new intros. Two, competitive attention, how the new seasons will score their tone versus the legacy soundtracks everyone remembers. Jimmy Kimmel and WNBA playoffs. Jimmy Kimmel is back in headlines, season return, guest lineup, gags. Simultaneously, the WNBA playoffs are happening media coverage. Sponsorships, theme music pushes, broadcast jingles, athlete-themed tracks are floating. It's a good time to monitor which songs get plugged into game broadcasts, highlights, promos, sports and entertainment collision. Philadelphia Eagles, undefeated start. Yes, the Eagles are 3-0, still undefeated early in the season. Philly is buzzing. Rumors are swirling about the halftime show, who might be tapped to perform. Big local names, surprise headliner, genre crossovers. Every rumor is worth tracking if you work music halftime slots, often draw huge streaming spikes and extra sync attention. Looking ahead, why it matters to WT. Big IPs Batman, Star Wars DC are leaning into music-rich marketing. That means score leaks, trailer stems, cues, and licensing windows are more visible. Artists playing the physical game Smart Tailor remind us you can still leverage physical media, even in streaming age. Estate-influenced brands, prints, are walking tight lines. Fans want authenticity, not fluff. When legacy shows or franchises revive, there's renewed demand for both brand faithful and fresh musical voices. Sports plus entertainment are colliding harder than ever. Eagles halftime, WNBA music cues. Be ready to pitch TV-friendly versions of your work. This was Why Make Music. Episode 052. Why does technology get a bad rap? I'm Willa Mady, J. Warm Cookies. Go spin if I was your producer. Vol. 3 today, and keep an ear out, we're cooking on Volume 18 and beyond. Huge love to Code 3 Records for the support, and to you for listening. If this resonated, follow, rate, and share the show. Tag at ThinkTim and at WDMNation- Tell us what tools changed your process, and what you want. Until next Friday, stay curious, stay kind, and keep making music. The tech is here to help. The soul, that's all you.
Subconscious glitch with a rhyme so cut. I play mind games with my own brain waves. Slipping on beats like sun ray haze. You ever heard truth through a candy shell? That peanut butter base got a story to tell. Back and forth like cassette rewind. But the future's mine on auto design. Let you go, I ain't even hold tight. Still you wanna play, come dance in the light. Tick-tum in the mirror, no disguise. You blink and I'm here, surprise, surprise. A nation of one with the WDMN nation. I don't follow them. Say my name like you channel the flame. I'm not just real, I'm the glitch in the game. Say my name. Damnation. Say my name. WDMN.